Hey, everybody, here we go. It is Friday, and it's time for your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. She's back, realty expert Caitlin Soley. We'll talk with her right after this. Life,
with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And I know she loves it when I do this, but let's give her a round of applause. Realty expert Caitlin Soley back in the house. How are you? How did your award supper go? How did everything
good.
Go?
Good. Everything was good.
Yep, yeah. And you you went to Skies?
Yep.
And you loved it?
Yes.
Yeah.
First time really going there. Awesome.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm guessing you will be back.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's great. That's great. You were here just a couple of days ago. I had my days all mixed up. I was thinking it was Friday or Tuesday or Monday. I don't even remember. But we do know it's Friday today.
Yes.
And I want to talk about moving. I don't think I'll ever move again just because I hate moving.
I know.
But there's got to be, like, the moving checklist, I would think. I mean, because you always forget something. And there's things that just, yeah. I mean, you know, and it's like I learn something from you guys every week in these podcasts. And maybe I'll learn something new about this.
Yeah, so I am definitely a checklist person. I'm on my third year of real estate, and I feel like with any profession, you learn more as you go. Mm-hmm. My first 2 years, I worked with a mentor. I was on a team. I was a buyer's agent. It was with another agent in my office. He was amazing, very knowledgeable and experienced, and I learned a lot from him. And I mainly focused on buyers, though. I had some listings, but mainly buyers. Mm-hmm. Now my third year, I'm independent. I'm by myself. And I'm doing more listings as well.
Sure.
So now that I'm getting more clientele and everything, I was like, okay, I need to make sure I'm not forgetting anything mm-hmm. as the weeks go on, days go on. So I created a moving checklist.
Oh.
And this is everything that I have talked to clients about, things that they need to do. I think checklists are so much easier than just like shooting an email, calling, text, like, hey, this is what you need to do this week. So I made a checklist. It's kind of broken down into like 3 to 4 weeks, 2 weeks,
oh,
1 week.
Yeah.
And then kind of the day of.
Because so. I'm sure it's a long list.
It is.
Yeah. And that would be better to do it that way, to kind of break it down.
Right. And at the, you know, at the initial meeting that we have with either buyers or sellers, we go over everything. Mm-hmm. But that initial meeting is so, there's so much information.
Yeah.
It might even be overwhelming for like a first time home buyer.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, I would imagine the first thing you do not pack up to move is your pots and pans and plates.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And you know, when you're in that meeting and you say like, hey, this is everything you're going to need to do at mm-hmm. 2 weeks, 1 week, they're not going to remember that.
Right. So, right. Okay.
I made the checklist so we can kind of dive right into it.
Sure.
So the first section is like the 3 to 4 week time frame before you close on your house, whether you're buying a house or you're selling a house. And this is the point of the process where all inspections are done, completed, whether that's the home inspection or the appraisal. So we're kind of like in the clear now. We can start packing things up,
mm-hmm.
Contacting a moving company to do that. If, you know, you don't want to do it yourself, it's more convenient to hire out sometimes.
Sure.
There's some really good moving companies in town that, you know, my job is to give those resources out. If you are renting, you know, start giving that 30-day notice. I know now, I think it's even like 60 days.
Oh, really?
So I might need to tweak that a little bit, but usually the renter knows how far in advance they have to give mm-hmm. that notice. And a lot of times they will stay in the apartment a little bit longer just so they don't have to move everything
sure.
and clean on day one.
Yeah.
So we kind of give that advice too. If you are someone who is moving and you have kids, making sure that, you know, you give those teachers and schools an advance notice and start changing over some of those records to go for the new school. Same thing with homeowners insurance, auto insurance, things like that. And the main thing is just like, now is the time to start packing and decluttering. 'Cause we're kind of in the clear to close now. Things that maybe are seasonal that you don't use every day, mm-hmm. start donating, getting rid of things like that. So that's that 3 to 4 week span right there.
Okay.
I don't think that's too overwhelming.
No, no.
Pretty easy, but okay. So after that, then we kind of go down to the 2 weeks. We're getting a little bit closer. Buyers are getting more antsy. Sellers might be getting more stressed out, nervous. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But this is kind of that time where we'll start having both buyers and sellers contact utility providers. So things, you know, the water, electric, gas, those are all common things, but like your cable TV, your internet, your phone, yeah. A lot of people around here do like lawn care service, mm-hmm. snow removal, cleaning services, things like that. So, you know, kind of start letting them know like, hey, after this date, don't come anymore because we're not going to be here. Yeah. So
I'm done paying that bill.
Yeah, it might be an advantage for the new owners, but mm-hmm. yeah. So kind of just giving them that notice. Same thing with like changing your mailing address with the post office. We see it a lot where sellers will move and then they still get Amazon packages.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And those Chewy packages for their pets, things like that. And usually the new buyers are really good at letting the agent know like, hey, we got this package. Mm-hmm. Let's arrange a time for the sellers to come get it. But you never know with people. Yeah. Some people are like, ooh,
Christmas. Leave it out there and wait for a porch pirate to come and steal it.
Exactly. So kind of making sure that you're stopping those subscriptions, mm-hmm. gym memberships, any prescriptions you have. Those are super important to be on top of and start switching those over as well. Another one, too, is like start getting, if you have pets, like your vet records transferred over, doctors, dentists.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Things like that. And it's not something that like you have to, if you're moving, you might not know like where you're going to go for the doctor or dentist. But just letting them know like, hey, I'm going to be moving. Don't contact me two months from now, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So, same thing with banks. Start transferring over, you know, if you need to get new checks or cards, bank statements, things like that. And then the biggest one is, I think that might be forgotten, maybe not, is to request time off from work mm-hmm. if you're going to have to be moving.
Sure.
That's a big one, especially because closing day, the closing day hours for closing companies are 8 to 5.
Yep.
So we have to do closing within those work hours.
Yep.
They're usually kind of flexible. If you can't be there, they can mail things and have you mm-hmm. electronically sign. But usually you have to be there. So just making sure that we're aware, like, hey, let's be professional. Let's give your work, you know, 2 week notice that you're not going to be there.
Yeah, and you don't need a bunch of calls while you're at work when this stuff is supposed to be happening, right. You know, and they're hoping you're going to be here just to make everything go that much smoother.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Because you have already told them this is what they should do. Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, sometimes depending on the person, you know, like if it's someone who's really scatterbrained, they have so much going on. Sometimes you have to tell them like 2-3 times. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I'm okay with because I'm so patient. Sure. I used to be a teacher. So re-saying directions is like natural for mm-hmm. me. So it doesn't bother me at all. But that's why I think this checklist is so important because people can literally just check off each item.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one in that 2 week time frame is securing homeowners insurance. And I know on Wednesday we did a podcast with Jake Larson.
Yep.
With American Family Insurance. So listen to that one. Reach out to him if you have any questions. But just, you know, start getting that new homeowner's insurance. And then ultimately just keep packing. At this point, we should have a lot of stuff done. I mean, your beds, couches, your everyday items are still going to be in the house. But you should somewhat have like your garage cleaned out, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you change your driver's license and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose you had to go through a lot of these changes after getting married. I mean, you got to change all your stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And fortunately for me, we already lived in a house. But I know a lot of people, you know, their sequence of events is a little bit different. They might get married and then move, and you're going to have to be changing things mm-hmm. over and over. So just kind of, you know, plan that out. A lot of people will get married and buy a house right away. So maybe wait a little bit after you get married to start changing over everything so that you don't have to do it again.
Yeah. And then like for me, for example, I've lived in my house long enough now. Give yourself a little extra time because we're constantly, in fact, this happened to us about a year ago. You find things that you forgot you even had.
Yes.
Like old antique things that were put away and, you know, maybe during the move 17 years ago.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, I forgot all about that. But you're going to find things like that. It's just another good reason to have this checklist because you're always at least one step ahead of the game, hopefully. Yeah,
and it gives you time to prepare and everything. I mean, if you're waiting till that last week to do all of this, it's just going to be so overwhelming.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And you're going to – that's why you're going to hate moving. Mm-hmm. So just that's why I made this checklist, just to try to be a little bit helpful.
Sure.
But so going on last week, this is week one before closing. At this point, you should be done packing. You might have those last minute items, like I said, like maybe your bed. A lot of people will move everything and just have like an air mattress. Just really easy to move out that last week there. You are going to want to be done cleaning probably like 2 to 3 days before closing day, because buyers are going to be doing a final walkthrough on the property. Sure. And they, you know, that's the last time buyers are in the house. They want to see everything's moved out. Hopefully you already kind of cleaned it. It doesn't have to be like spotless cleaning. A lot of people will hire cleaning companies because we kind of say, you know, if you're going to be moving into a house, how would you want it to look? So we do try to have our sellers clean it nicely. And then if you're a buyer and you're doing the final walkthrough, we're going to be making sure that all of the home inspection items that maybe we requested sellers to repair are done, making sure appliances are still in there, not swapped out, making sure walls didn't get dinged or scratched up on the move, things like that. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it for week one. And then we'll have the closing day that week. Kind of a little easy checklist. I don't know. I hope this helps some people.
Oh, it would. You know, just for the fact that a lot of people, because moving is a big thing. It's just a big deal in your life. And a lot of people wouldn't even think about a list.
Right.
A checklist. It would. Because there's so many things going on already, it just makes sense. If you want to have your poop in a group, it makes sense, right?
Yep, exactly. The teacher in me also added like a little extra credit section. It's called extra tips. This, I think, might be helpful for a lot of people as well. So I always say, you know, try to pack an overnight bag, especially if you have little kiddos at home, things like that, with essential items in it, because when you move into your new house, the chances of you getting everything unpacked from all those boxes is probably zero. So as long as you have your essential items in one area where you know where they are, you don't have to go digging through boxes, that helps a lot.
That makes a ton of sense.
Especially with kids and pets and things, like make sure their dog food is there, bottles, things like that. All the essential items are in one spot. Some people have to go stay with parents for a little bit. Some people might have to get a hotel until their home closes. So that's a huge tip right there. And then also, if you do have little kids, I highly recommend, you know, start at that 3 to 4 week time frame. Maybe start reading books about moving. Start talking about it. Let them be excited. I know kids can be really nervous when there's changes and stuff, especially like with changing schools, locations. So let them be a part of the process. You know, let little kiddos start packing up Tupperware, things like that. Let them help and be a part of it, sure, so that it's a little bit easier for parents.
You know, there's a reason why they call you a realty expert. These are things, again, that I think a lot of people, you know, people might be looking at me and going, well, of course, are you dumb? I'm going to think about a checklist right off the bat. But people like me don't. Yeah. I don't think of that kind of stuff. And I'm the one that always gets screwed at the end going, oh, boy. But again, I learned something.
Yeah. And I know, like, for myself specifically, when there's so much that needs to get done, I get very overwhelmed. And I'll kind of like put it off. And I'm just like super stressed that I'm going to miss something. So having this checklist, I think, is just a really good, easy way to help you with the process of moving or buying a house.
Sure. Big plans for the weekend?
Just family.
Just family.
Yeah.
That's all right.
For Easter. I can't believe it's Easter.
Oh, that's
already.
Right. It's Easter.
I know.
It's Good Friday today. I forgot. Oh, that's right. Well, happy Easter.
Yeah, you too.
How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soley?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can call or text me anytime. I'm also on the Berkshire Hathaway website.
All right, there you go. That's your realty expert, Caitlin Soley, with Berkshire Hathaway and your Friday edition of the Bi-Weekly Podcast. Again, happy Easter, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.